Welcome to a room filled with legends. It's time to lock it in with Sam and Pete. Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Mate, not bad. I got 7 out of 8 last week, except for the doggies. I was very happy.
Sam, I believe you did much the same.
I got, except for my boys, the Tigers.
Oh, that reminds me, mate. Yeah.
Well, wait,
didn't I give you
Let's revisit history.
Oh, okay.
Let's go back in time.
Last time on Lock It In.
So I'm sticking with my colours. I'm showing my colours. The West Tigers to beat the Knights at the Knights' home ground in Newcastle.
That is my lock. The Newcastle Knights are going to put the cleaners through the Tigers. I'll give you 9.5 stars.
We got a lock off.
Oh,
and I'll give him 9.5 stars.
This is the moment when I chime in and say, gamble responsibly. I'm going to be picking the Cronulla Sharks to beat the Parramatta Eels, who I thought were very lucky to get away with it against the Titans. And, of course, the Sharks were beaten by a much more superior side than the Canberra Raiders.
Oh.
Had to include that. But it's nice to be in the winners list two weeks in a row. You guys wouldn't know about that, of course.
Look, I'm in the winners list, and I got a couple of skewies coming my way.
Yes,
yeah,
you do.
I'm not up to a good start, am I?
Well, you can redeem yourself this week.
Okay.
All right, but you're going to have to wait because you're going last because you've clearly shown you're irresponsible being
suspense.
First off the list. I'm going to go first this week, and this really pains me because I don't like Manly, but I'm picking them to beat the Bulldogs. It's going to be the Sunday night game.
Cricket.
It's
at
the
cricket?
It's going to be Brookvale. But get a load of this, right? Manly are 16th. They are last on the table, which is a position that I think we all enjoy seeing them at.
Oh, too right.
Somehow they're the favourites to beat the Bulldogs.
I'm pretty sure we're last. The Tigers are last now.
Are you claiming it, are you?
Yeah.
Hey, you wouldn't be far from it.
I'm pretty sure.
Leave it with Manly, mate. Leave it with Manly. They deserve it.
On for and against, Manly are actually behind by 2 points.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, that makes it feel a bit better.
You're in 15.
That's all you've got to cling to. All right. So I reckon that the Manly Seagulls will defeat the Canterbury Bulldogs on Sunday night. It also means that I can watch the entire weekend of football and not have to worry about my lock. Pete, who you got?
Mate, look, I tell you what, there's a big game at the foot of the mountains.
Panthers and Knights.
I mean, we've put
actually,
half of
no,
our
my
side.
Friend. No, it's on the other side of the mountains.
It's at Bathurst. That's right. Yeah. That's right. They're off to Carrington in Bathurst. And we go a ride out there too. But look, we've got quite a few players out. And it's going to be a stretch to say the Panthers will win that one.
Are you going to stretch and say that?
Yeah, all right then.
You can't pick your own team.
I'm allowed to pick them then.
Oh, yeah, but
in this case, the Knights are actually in first position and the Panthers are second.
Yeah, that's right. And I mean, we're missing a couple of key forwards. Cleary's still not back.
Yeah.
To'o gone. I mean, we're in all sorts when it comes to injuries.
All right. I think that's a safe, well, not a safe bet, but that's a good bet.
So am I allowed to take my team this week?
Yeah, you can because I'm looking at it and I agree with you. I don't know what the bookies are saying. At the moment, the Knights are like 4-1. Outsiders, which is ridiculous in a two-horse race.
I know. Wouldn't mind a couple of dollars on them if I was gambling.
Oh, there you go. So you're going to lock in the Panthers and have a bet on the Knights.
Take it each way.
Talk about it each way.
No, mate, I'm locking in the Panthers still.
All right. Sam, bring it home for us, mate.
I was going to play it safe, right? I was going to go the Roosters over the Rabbitohs.
Yep.
But now hearing your two guys' bets, I'm going to go Bulldogs to beat the Manly Sea Eagles.
Oh, we got a look off.
I'm going to stick to my guns, pick the roughie.
Right.
I'm going Bulldogs to beat Manly.
We're going
to
lock off.
I'll tell you what, I don't mind the Bulldogs. I think they look pretty good this year. Their only problem that they do have at the moment is that Ockenball out on the wing.
Yeah, he's slow.
He is a turnstile.
Yeah, and he's slow.
He got found out wanting last week in the game, and he was probably the guy that cost him the game, and maybe the number 7 they need to invest.
And let's be fair, Manly have played terribly for the first couple of rounds. They can't keep doing it. Turbo's got to explode at some stage. I'm expecting. Last time these two teams played, the Seagulls won 66-0.
Yes, but last time they didn't have Josh Adokar, they didn't have Matt Burton, they didn't have Matt Duffy. They didn't
about their entire side.
Yeah, exactly right. So it's, I mean,
good luck, Sammy. That's all I could say.
We'll put a beer on that one, shall we, mate?
We'll pop two on that one.
Remember, one was never enough.
I'm gonna have to get it. I'm gonna have to get a soundbite with somebody saying, "Gamble responsibly, Sam." All right, gentlemen, that's locked in. Thanks for joining us.
No drama.
Cheers.